a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Health, nutrition, lifestyle, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your host, owner of Nutrition World, Ed Jones, and Clint Powell.
It's Sunday, August 13th, 2023, broadcasting from the Optimize You studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that teaches you how to take control of your health, focusing on accurate, up-to-date health advice that is not paid for, brainwashed into, nor loyalty to any institution except honesty. Hey, I skipped my little... I couldn't find my book.
I was getting ready to say.
Just,
I got worried.
I saw some eyes coming over. Okay, let's just pretend like that didn't happen.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and joining me is Clint Powell. Good morning, Clint.
Good morning. I need to let everybody know that even if I don't have something in front of me, I remember who I am and who you are. I just... For the guy that takes 100 pills a day, I would expect you to know who I am and who you are, sir. That's all I'm saying.
Do you remember when in grammar school...
I'm about to get beat up here.
In grammar school, when we had to do school pictures...
Yeah.
And your mama would dress you in the best shirt that you could get out of your closet.
Oh, I see where you're going. Yeah,
Clint
good job.
Is getting his grammar school fourth grade picture made today. So he finally has a shirt, from the high school of East Ridge, but from some department store. And it looks good. It's bright colored. It's not faded. And it actually looks like it's been ironed, but he said he doesn't iron anything.
I didn't. And just so everybody knows, this is a hand-me-down from my brother-in-law.
I knew it had to be something you didn't do.
No, I do not buy new clothes. I did buy a new pair of jeans for the first time in 7 years.
Why?
And a couple pair of shorts for the first time in 10 years this past few months. And it'll be the last time I buy clothes. I don't buy clothes. I've got plenty of clothes. If people don't like the clothes I have, don't hang out with me.
Woof, you're a tough one.
I'm not tough. That's called simple life. It does not take me much to be happy.
Well, and I truly admire that.
Yeah, you give me just enough clothes to cover up my ugly parts and enough food to eat and keep me fat, I'm happy, man. There you go.
I want to talk about a new restaurant I ate at.
Okay.
It's one that was around for many, many years. I ate there back in the married days and took my daughter there a lot. And it was in Ringgold, Aunt Effie's. You remember Aunt Effie's?
Yeah. I got friends go there all the time.
Yep. And they went out of business, closed for about 2.5 years probably. Yep. And they've reopened, went down last Sunday and had just the same exact meal that I used to get back in the old days.
Yeah.
Country cooking, had hamburger steak. Coleslaw, they don't have my broccoli. They don't have any good, what I call cruciferous vegetables, which are broccoli, Brussels sprouts, and things that help you to detox your liver so that we don't die early. But cabbage has some of that, which is coleslaw, and the best daggum cornbread. And here's what I want to give them bigger credit for. They actually must have some knowledge because they have real butter, and they don't sell plastic, which is margarine. Margarine is nothing but a synthesized type of plastic, and any restaurant that does that obviously either doesn't know or doesn't care. So, Aunt Effie's in Ringgold. And I did never thought I would brag about myself for something so minimal because it's not a big deal to anybody else, but I took a picture of the treadmill yesterday at Crunch Fitness, and I had a lot of time. I never thought this would happen. For actually about 3 years before my hip surgery, I walked 1 mile.
There you go.
On the treadmill.
You know, you and I talked about this before you had your hip surgery, that whatever pain you were going through would not be maybe easier, but you knew there was going to be an end to it. And welcome to the other side of that hip surgery. I've been through it. I only had one done, but it feels so good now. I bet when you get to just start going back to doing some of those, you take it for granted. Walking.
Yes.
The simple thing of walking, you just take for granted.
Totally for granted. And it is the human nature to do that.
Yeah.
I will never completely forget the inability to get out of the bed and walk to the bathroom without taking about 2 minutes to get to the toilet.
Or grabbing a walker.
Yep. And I'm so much more compassionate to those who are limping and hurting and struggling. Because it's easy when you've never done that to say, just kind of tough it up. Get over it. There's things you just can't get over. If the mechanics are not working, they don't move. So I'm very happy with myself. I will say my legs are extremely weak. I feel like I've had 3 years of atrophied muscles. They will not come back overnight, but I am making gains by the week. And I actually went in, when I did this treadmill, the most I had done is about 0.5, and I struggled.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing that I've learned throughout my 50-plus years of working out. 90% of the time I walk in the gym, I don't have any clue what my body's willing and able to do.
Right.
I have to test it to see what it is going to speak back to me. And the only way to test it is to get in the game and put out the effort.
Yeah.
So I got on that treadmill, and all of a sudden that was the magic day where I went from 0.5 to 1, and I would have never dreamed it because I felt like that was not going to happen. But you know what? If you don't have the courage to try, you'll never know.
Yeah.
You do that. I know. You push yourself a lot in the heavy bags.
My theory is things hurt, and they're going to hurt whether I'm sitting on the couch or whether I'm doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just choose the pain of movement rather than pain of sitting still.
I like that.
That's me.
Yep. I did an Instagram. I don't know if you saw it on Campbell's Soups and other soups. And they have a new label on many soups in the grocery store. Cody, one of my great staff members who does the photography and actually sitting here now taking a photo of your beautiful shirt, Clint. It's to die for.
It is. It's breathtaking.
It's breathtaking. It's tough to do the radio show with you sitting across from me.
I am the eye candy in this show right now, ladies and gentlemen. But continue on about Cody, sir.
We went in because I got someone sent me a picture of a can of soup that said, this soup contains ingredients that basically aren't from this earth. That's the way they don't word it exactly like that. When you go on the internet, they do. And it's from totally genetically modified ingredients. And it was really odd because like Progresso doesn't have that on their can, but almost all of the Campbell soup cans have a nice strong statement that says there are ingredients in this soup that is not naturally made on this earth kind of statement. And it really is frightening. It's Frankenstein foods. Now, these are genetically modified foods. They've always been in there.
Yeah.
But they now have to put a label, which I think is pretty dang cool.
So I eat, my favorite soup is Campbell's Chunky Sirloin Burger.
Really?
God.
We did not look at that.
I eat two or three. I hope it's okay. That's probably not. It's probably causing me to die.
Can
early.
You go to Progresso instead? Would that be possible? Or is that just too much to ask
no,
a client pal?
Well, I like Progresso's okay, but it's change. That'd be a change for me. Progresso okay. Is Progresso a better soup?
Far better. It did not have. They're actually bragging that they're not going to do that at this point. They may down the road, but right now they're trying to compete, I think, against Campbell's by saying we will not add these synthetic ingredients.
I'll go look and see what they have that can counter the sirloin burger soup, which I love.
Well, I will say there's something about Campbell's that when you grow up on that soup, it's almost
tomato
like
soup,
the first cigarettes
noodle.
That you get addicted to or first beer that you loved. It always seems to resonate when you go back to that.
Right.
Because I loved their tomato soup and their chicken noodle soup.
That's what I grew up on. We talked about this before.
Yep. But here's the deal. Campbell's soups back then, the tomato and chicken noodle were as close to natural as you could get because you could not get genetically modified foods. They didn't have the level of synthetics and chemicals that we now have. So that's scary stuff. But again, all you got to do is look to the right of the Campbell's to the Progresso section.
I was looking it up. Progresso was ranked the healthiest soup.
Yep.
I was just looking up on the Google.
All right. Well, we're going to have a great show today with Dr. Lasar on heavy legs and varicose veins. And, you know, a lot of people walk around and as we get older, they just kind of like, you know, my legs feel heavy. Yeah. And there's multiple reasons for that. So we're going to talk about that.
And I have some varicose veins popping up on the back of my leg. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you can wear those beautiful stockings and put them up.
Yeah, I've worn them when I had the surgery before.
Yeah.
You know, I've had a blood clot before in that leg, same leg.
Huh. Well, I have to ask Dr. Lasar if that increases risk of blood clots due to varicose veins.
That is a good question. I'll get some free medical advice in
that's
here.
Right. We always looking for free stuff. I know you are because I'm actually going to give you a canister of whole earth. It's natural factors greens, 100% fermented organic greens, just because I'm proud of my boy for wearing his pretty shirt.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I currently do the Green Vibrance.
Yep.
Is that still your favorite green? Am I allowed to ask?
When I drink greens, I go back and forth between these two.
Do you really?
Yes.
Now, I did not know
green
that.
Green Vibrance has probiotics that this doesn't. But this has fermentation that Green Vibrance doesn't. So these are fermented vegetables.
Do we have a couple minutes for you, or a minute or so? Do you explain what's the benefit of being fermented?
When you ferment a seed, it quadruples the nutritive content in it.
Oh.
Fermented broccoli seeds can probably, we did a podcast on a thing called sulforaphane. Sulforaphane could kill cancer cells, prostate and breast cancer.
Holy
and
miracle.
It's only when they ferment it or they sprout it, which is kind of like fermenting it, that it quadruples the nutritive content. The earth loves fermented foods if it's done properly, because that's cultured foods. Everything from sauerkraut down the list. And that is working with the microbiome of this earth to produce something even better.
This has got mushrooms in it, too.
Yes.
Wow.
That's the other thing I like about that.
Just so you know, I add mushrooms, mm-hmm. the mushroom powder, to my green drink, and I take probiotics on a pill form. So it seems like this may be something, if I do want to interchange it and keep be a better alternative from time to time.
It's a nice alternative to switch to. I would go back and forth. I will say that, you know, I'm still rethinking this greens things because of the oxalate conversation I had that may have oxalates may not be compatible for all people, and those come from greens. So I'm still digesting that whole conversation.
Yeah, I am too. And I kind of ride on your coattails on that one with my pain in my hip.
We're going to wait and see about that. Last little thing, COVID-19 hospitalizations are rising, according to the CDC. They are up 10%, and more than 7,100 patients were hospitalized this past week with COVID in the country. Now, that's very minuscule when you talk about the big country.
I got a friend right now on a cruise, and they are quarantined.
Really?
Yeah, her and her husband both got COVID, and they are quarantined on a cruise right now.
Do you know how bad they're feeling?
They're not feeling great. I mean, I can go on their Facebook page between the break and check, but I just saw it on Facebook.
Because I've heard several people who have had it, but I've not actually spoke to anyone to ask, what did you
feel
like?
I've heard it's been really bad.
Okay.
I had another friend that get in post, and she said, this is the first time I've had COVID. This was probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. Okay. I saw her post. This was a younger girl. She goes, I did not know it was. She goes, I apologize to those who I said it was just the flu. This is not the flu.
Yep.
So.
Bingo.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking about, again, heavy legs and varicose veins and some alternatives and options for that. That plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
Hey folks, Clint Powell here, and I've done marketing a long time, and they say an effective commercial will mention the name of the company at least 3 times. Well, this isn't about a company. It's about my podcast, During the Break Podcast. Guess what? You can go to your favorite podcast platform and just search During the Break Podcast. It should pop right up. You can go on Facebook and find me at During the Break Podcast. So add my podcast to your playlist, During the Break Podcast.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
NASCAR fans, listen up. NASCAR is a sport where testosterone is a must. Optimize You has got you covered. Join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell, and we have, again, our most regular visitor to Vital Health Radio is Dr. Lassar, amazing vascular surgeon. Welcome to Vital Health Radio again.
Ed, thank you so much.
We are going to be talking, and we previewed it on the first section in a little bit. Of course, Clint had to pull his pants up to try to get a free medical exam, like he does many times. Anything that's, you know, he can get his leg in the door somehow. But he got his leg in the view of Dr. Lassar, because we're going to talk about varicose veins and heavy legs. And I know at Nutrition World, when I hear people talk, sometimes the older, when I say older, over 50, maybe even younger, but sometimes the symptom is just a, you know, I just feel like my legs are heavy. And there are reasons for that, aren't there, Dr. Lassar?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the most important thing to say is it's not supposed to be that way.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Okay, that is not normal. And so the first thing is, I'm glad someone asked you and said, hey, listen, I have this problem, because you can't figure it out unless you actually start to chase the problem. But heavy legs or painful legs.
And when we say heavy, we're talking about, like, you're just kind of walking to the mailbox, but all of a sudden they feel like you have, like, those ankle weights on, right?
Absolutely.
Is that what it
is? That's what people describe. Yeah. Everybody has, like, a different way of describing, if they actually have vein disease, they have a different way of describing it. They either have pain, pressure, sometimes it's pressure, heaviness, achiness. And oftentimes, if it's related to someone that actually has swelling, then it makes me more concerned. There's actually something wrong with the vein system.
Now, if both legs are swelling, is that a more positive or more negative sign?
Well, so there's we think that we are symmetric, you know, that we should be symmetric, but our bodies really aren't. And so you could have one leg that has a vein problem, like Clint over here has got a leg that's got a problem.
I got something. Yeah.
You got something there. and, you know, I might still get the chance to operate on you. We don't know yet, but we'll see. We're gonna maybe have to work you up a little bit.
Hey, I see him, Dr. Lassar, salivating at the hope of operating on Clint.
I like helping people.
Well, that's right.
And this is my plug, and then y'all can go back and talk the serious stuff. I've been in once as a patient, and you measured the outflow. The next time I come in, was hopefully in the next few months, you're going to measure the back, you know,
right,
coming back to me. And the system you guys have set up in your business model is fantastic. Like I've said this so many times, but we have new listeners. From 48 hours or less from the time I reached out to I had an appointment, I was in the office, which was fantastic.
Well, people with artery problems or vein problems need to be dealt with. And
you
so, you know, you described it pretty well. There's, you know, we always say that the arteries, the heart brings the blood from the, you know, from the heart goes in the arteries to your legs, and then the veins take it back up. And so people get those terms confused. They say, I got problems with my blood veins. What is that? I'm not really sure what a blood vein is.
Right.
But you have an artery that brings blood to your toes, and the veins take it back. And you have to have a complete circle of flow to actually have circulation, right? And that's what it's about. And there can be diseases within the vein system that can, you know, cause significant problems.
But the good thing is there are plenty of options.
There really are. And so, you know, we've actually have probably more options today. You know, even in the last 5 years, Ed, some of the technology has changed to a point where we can actually truly help people. Sometimes if you have a vein that doesn't work in the lower leg, it's usually a superficial vein called the saphenous vein. And that vein can sometimes, what we call reflux. Now, reflux means instead of the blood running from your toes to your heart, when you stand, blood runs the wrong direction and fills up that vein and pressurizes that vein. And by the end of the day, it's like a balloon that slowly inflates, and then now you have pain, and now it aches, and it's sore, and you get in bed at night, and you're restless. You have restless legs, or your legs talk to you. Mm-hmm. My patients say my legs talk to me at nighttime, and it's because it's just been under pressure all day.
Now, is there a valve that's not working?
There's multi-valves, and mm-hmm. so valves are present in the veins to allow the blood to move up, move against gravity. Okay. When you walk, it's the calf muscle that actually pumps the blood out of the leg. But if those valves don't function, then blood will run the wrong direction, and that's the vein that we actually go to actually fix.
And you fix it how?
So we can use a thermal way of fixing it, either a laser or a heat source. We call it radio frequency ablation. You ablate the vein.
Okay.
Right? We used to do stripping. Now, stripping was what I did as a young doctor. That was surgery, and we got to remove them all, and it was tough on people. It was just a hard operation to get over with. But the newer techniques, the heating probes, the laser works well. We use a chemical that can actually damage the inside of that vein, and so we wrap the leg afterwards.
So you're making it not work any longer?
We're making it not work.
Okay.
That is the point. So if you shut down that vein, the offending vein, then the symptom goes away.
Oh, because it's doing backflow, and if you just don't let it work, then it's not going to be as bad.
Right, and the pain goes away.
Cool.
It's really about as simple as that. Now, sometimes it can be a little more complex because we have superficial veins, but also the main highway, the deep veins. Mm. People have heard of DVT, deep vein thrombosis. And so the deep veins are the main highway of getting blood out of your leg. And sometimes if there can be a pressure or a compression of the veins in the abdomen area, people can have swelling in their legs that is very difficult to deal with. A lot of patients will have they'll have complaints of their legs. They're achy and sore. They go to their doctor, and their doctor orders an ultrasound, and it says, you don't have a DVT. Well, that's great. But that's actually not the problem. It's called a compression syndrome. So that's one of the things that we figure out at the Vascular Institute is, do you have that compression syndrome? And if you do, we actually have the technology now to actually fix that. It's a small metallic stent that's designed now, FDA approved, for this condition called May-Thurner syndrome, which is a compression syndrome. And people can get dramatic relief from this problem.
Interesting. So we've come so far in what, 15 years probably?
Just 5 years.
Really?
Really, 5 years.
Wow. Now, yeah. I know you well enough to know you're on the cutting edge. And I know that just all industries, sometimes there's parts to it that lag behind. So, of course, someone who wanted to be on the cutting edge, which why would they not? The Vascular Institute always seems to be there, because I know you well enough to know you're going to the conferences and you're learning. And it's all about learning, isn't it?
It is. And it's I've been doing this 25 years, Ed. What the thrill is I get out of doing this, and I'm sure you get the same thing, is you find a patient and you know exactly what's wrong with them. You've been there, you've seen it 100 times, mm-hmm. you know how to fix them, you know what to do with them, and that's the thrill. You know, that's the thrill of doing this. The other part of it is, like you, Ed, you know, you're on that cutting edge of nutrition and trying to figure out how do we optimize things. You're always, you know, I've been working with you, Ed, for years, and I went back to get some of my pills that I get, and they're no longer there. I'm like, well, what'd you guys do with my pills? And he said, well, Ed said it wasn't good enough anymore. I said, what do you mean it's not good enough? I've been taking it for he said it was good for the last 3 years, but he said he's got something better. And that's the name of the game is, you know, we can always improve, always get better.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, it is so easy to just let momentum carry you onward, especially if you're modestly successful and you have enough people and you're paying the bills. But that's not how you and I operate. We want to be on a razor's edge of excellence. As long as I'm working full time and I believe in what I do as you do, I would feel almost guilty by letting the old stuff just hang around just because it was easy. Because life is all about learning, and everything changes with time. And just I have so many things that, you know, I could almost laugh at myself 20 years ago for talking about and recommending, but that was the journey. That's just how we learn.
But you only know what you know in the moment you're
in. Exactly.
I have a question. And so if someone comes to you, are there things, let's say you get somebody that's got a condition, and you pick a condition that maybe this may apply to, but where surgery, if they waited 6 months to a year, may have been the only option, but at the moment you catch it, you say, hey, we need to start implementing some different things to see if we can reverse this naturally first.
Like exercise.
Yeah, or your diet. Or do you ever encounter that and you go, okay, Clint, stop doing these three things, start doing these two things, come back and see me in 6 months, let me see if this fixes it.
So absolutely, yeah. Because it's not just, you don't just come to us for a surgery, you come to us for health, right? Mm-hmm. Health-related issues. And so I had a patient the other day who had vein problems, and she was about my age, and she's a little concerned. She said, I don't want to wait until I'm older and then have to have a surgery. She says, I'm kind of healthy now, but she had some vein issues, but she really wasn't having a lot of pain. Really,
so there were more appearance, swelling. More appearance, right?
Yeah, it was more of, well, you know, I'll be, you know, one of the things is she had a lot of problems. She had multiple pregnancies in her, you know, that were good things, but that was hard on her vein system. Mm-hmm. And she recognized that, and she just wanted to make sure that there was really nothing wrong. And she did have some things that were wrong with the veins, but there were really nothing that we actually had to fix right then. So again, a consultation is part of it. It's not just come in, get a procedure. You get a consultation, you get the right testing, and then we can figure out what the right thing is for that individual person.
Mm. Now, again, with people who stand a lot, work in jobs where they're, you know, 6 to 10 hours a day, that's tough on those veins and pumps, isn't it?
Absolutely. So remember, I said this early. When you move and walk, it's the calf muscle that pushes the blood mm-hmm. out of the leg.
Okay.
So for females who wear high heels, their calf muscles is chronically, you know, contracted. They don't move. So so they actually have a lot of venous stasis. Or if you stand in, you know, one position, or if you sit all day long, you're not moving the calf muscle. So if you have some symptoms like that, the best thing to do is get up and move a little bit and walk around.
So if you had the same amount of time with modest activity, it would not be as damaging as just standing still.
Correct. You can modify things by being active.
All right, I got a quick question. For cosmetic purposes or health purposes, varicose veins. Are varicose veins dangerous? Are varicose veins a cosmetic thing that are just ugly but can just be genetic? What are varicose veins, and is that okay? I don't know if that's on the topic.
It's a fair question. Yeah. You know, a varicose vein is a vein that's failed, it's dilated because of the valves have failed. Now, some people really have no pain associated with that. Mm-hmm. Okay, we call that asymptomatic. So if they're asymptomatic varicose veins, I don't need to fix them unless that vein is causing local hypertension, local pressure, mm-hmm. and you start getting that darkening of the skin near the ankle. So if you're starting to get damage of the skin because of that pressure, then that is one of the reasons, the indications that we would actually repair that vein or ablate that vein.
So darkening of the skin on the lower extremity can be due to a vein that is not letting the blood flow.
Correct. And it follows the pattern, it follows the anatomic course of that vein.
Okay.
You can actually see it. You can see the vein, you can see the darkening of the skin. Uh-huh. It's usually right above
a map, like a river map.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's pressure, and it's that localized pressure that damages. And it's usually right by the ankle itself, by the inner, by the malleolus, that inner ankle bone.
Everybody around just looked at their inner ankle bone.
Well, mentally,
everybody was like, wait a minute.
Right. So
I'm
going to
look down in my inner ankle bone.
So, you know, we do have a vein quiz. I thought this might be good.
Oh, cool.
I was thinking, since I've already done the physical exam on Clint over here, I think he should probably take the quiz.
So, here we go, Clint.
Very quick thing.
He's getting nervous.
And you can say yes, no, or you can say I abstain.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So quiz number one, this is a vein quiz that we have. Is there a family history of vein disease or varicose veins in the family?
Yes.
Is there visible discoloration of the skin in the lower legs?
Behind my knee, yes.
Okay. Is there a problem with swelling in the lower legs that is worse at the end of the day?
No swelling, no.
Is the skin dry, flaky, with significant itching?
No.
Are there visible varicose veins in the lower extremities, tender or painful?
No, not to touch or anything. No.
Okay. Mm-mm. Do you experience any of these symptoms in the lower leg that gets worse throughout the day, like pain, pressure, heaviness, achiness?
That's my whole leg, not just my lower leg, but yeah, from the hip down.
Is there difficulty with walking and falling because the leg is weak?
It does get weak around the knee area, knee down, yeah.
Okay, it doesn't count if you've been drinking or not, so just...
Mm-hmm. Oh, then okay. No, I'm fine. Okay. No, it does hurt.
Have you developed a wound or a sore at the ankle that is slow to heal?
No.
At the end of the day, do you have to elevate your legs to achieve relief in the lower leg or extremity?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Clint, you're starting to worry me. I sleep
that way. That's how I sleep with my leg up.
Do you have
restless? I use Bengay and all those stuff.
Yeah.
I bathe in that 6 times a day.
Wow.
I bathe in
really?
That stuff. Oh, yeah. The cream you gave me, I've already bought 3 bottles of it, Ed.
So this is something you deal with every single day?
Yeah, for a year and a half. Yeah.
Okay.
2 years. Yeah.
I'm very concerned you actually have vein disease. Some of it, some of it doesn't sound like you have it, but you have enough symptoms that I would at least want to get that one ultrasound test to see if you have.
Yeah, the other one, opposite of the one I had. Yes. I did the artery one. Now
you
the
need,
vein.
You
one.
Need
yeah.
the vein ones.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the, probably the next step.
Okay.
Do you have restless legs at the end of the day, or while in bed, or at night?
Just my right leg.
Just that right leg.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not normal to have one leg do that.
Yeah, I know.
That's
yeah.
not normal. There's something not normal about you.
I don't know if it's sure. I need a new hip because it starts from up here and works down, but the pain is just, it varies from different places. But yeah, that I probably need to come in and get that other thing done. Yeah,
I think so. A test like that might tell you, hey, you have something simple to fix mm-hmm. and not necessarily have to have your hip removed mm-hmm. and replaced.
Yeah, and sometimes, like right here, I'll have veins just pop up. It's just a big vein, mm-hmm. like right through here sometimes, just out of nowhere. Like I never have it. And I'll look down, there'll be a giant vein right there. So I'll put my leg up and it'll go away.
That's because you're training for bodybuilding to try to win a contest.
Bam! Right there. Flexing for the audio listeners. There you go.
There you go.
Hey, that was fantastic, Dr. Lazar. I mean,
everybody should take that quiz and listen, rewind and listen to it when it comes out on podcast.
Yes, they're asking themselves that question.
That's right.
And that is phenomenal. And again, tell them how they can contact Vascular Institute.
So it's at vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com. That's usually our website. We have a lot of easy ways to connect that way. You can look us up and call us up, and we do see patients by referral or even without referral. So we have a system that will get you in fairly quickly. We've been really busy lately, but we still have that goal of getting people in, critical people in within 3 days.
And I was non-referral, so it mm-hmm. happened mm-hmm. fast for me, too.
Yep,
so,
yeah. And we try to get you in.
I love independently ran business models that in the medical field because they seem to always be at a higher efficiency level. Thank you so much again, Dr. Lazar, for coming on Vital Health Radio.
My pleasure.
It is time to take a break. When we come back, I've got a lot of notes on health and different tips to empower you. So that plus more to come as we continue. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. We'll be back after these brief messages.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires 2 radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at silverdalebc.com.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga. Don't miss it, a production of the Whitfield Media Group. You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
NASCAR is cranking up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Optimize You on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Are you into fitness, bodybuilding, or just want to live a healthy life?
Are you looking for a new show that's very entertaining and different?
Well, I've got the show for you.
It's Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You. It's a podcast that achieves all of these goals.
Join professional bodybuilder Matt Davis, me, Darren Johnson, and Sean Whitfield.
You can find Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, at all major podcast platforms.
Also, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessDownload.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner Clint Powell, and that was a really great information segment from Dr. Lazar from the Vascular Institute, and Clint got his $14 examination and ready to rock and roll. But I've certainly learned something. I did not know about the discoloration was of skin that runs down the level of a vein that can be fixed that easily. So that's pretty darn cool.
It was good. He's a great guest.
Yep. I did a post on Instagram on a electrolyte powder, and not just pushing a brand. I'm talking about the value of an electrolytes. And what are electrolytes? They're actually non-metallic electrical conductors.
Okay.
So it's just like in the wiring of your house with the lights that come on or the computer, you have electricity running through metal wires. Well, in the human body, we certainly don't have metal. So we have something else that runs our brain and our heart and a few of the other pieces to this puzzle. And when they're low, there's short-circuiting going on. And I will say with very solid confidence that 70% of all people who in a panic state rush to the walk-in clinics or the emergency room, almost 70% of those people, if they were hydrated with fluids and electrolytes, when I say that, it's very important. You don't hydrate just with water because there's no electrolytes in water. That means there's no electricity being conducted if you just drink water. Mm-hmm. Yes, we need water, but we need the stuff to make electricity flow, or else you get completely lethargic. You can't think straight. Whatever symptom you have of a cold, a flu, of COVID, coming out of surgery a few days after, all those things are exacerbated dramatically by the lack of electrical conductivity. And what do we all do? Well, let's go get a Gatorade. Okay, let's get some sucralose that's pretty much terribly destructive to your microbiome. It is not even legal in some countries because the blue dye and the red dyes and the colors, and it has modest, at best, modest amounts of these electrical conductors. So what are those conductors? They're chloride, they're sodium, they're potassium, calcium, and magnesium. Well, I finally found a drink that contains at high levels all of those. It's called Relyte, R-E-L-Y-T-E. And we finally picked it up at Nutrition World, and I use it in my protein drink every morning. Let me tell you something, Clint. I get a better pump, and obviously I needed a little bit more electrolytes because it made a difference in how I look in the mirrors.
Wow.
At that, you know, I'm walking around posing all the time,
Absolutely.
As you know.
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't you?
But I look better because of the fact that it is actually helping the muscles to pump and move blood flow, and my strength levels are going up. And, you know, I just said earlier in the show about how I jumped up from a half a mile to a mile on that treadmill. I did that because I started these electrolytes 4 days ago.
You think so?
4 days ago, 3 days ago, I could not do but about a half a mile, and I just did a whole mile, and I just started it 3 or 4 days ago.
Wow.
I wonder. Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
I love medical stories where it kind of exposes the demon of negative decisions that have been made in this country regarding medical options. In 1963 in North Dakota, a law was passed requiring pharmacies to be owned by licensed pharmacists. One, North Dakota has essentially done away with corporate chain pharmacies. Corporations that own pharmacies must be majority owned by licensed pharmacists. In North Dakota, there are no Walgreens or Walmart pharmacies. Mm. Instead, they get their prescriptions from 171 pharmacies. This is no accident. It's a result of a forward-thinking policy since 1963. People in North Dakota's in the pharmacy, their pharmacy care outperforms care in other states on every key measure, from cost to access. And this shows you how the corporate mentality of profit, profit, profit at any cost
right.
is accepted, because now it's so ubiquitous throughout this society. But when you actually have people who care about the end result of the client, patient, customer, the game changes.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you say pharmacy now, we all default to CVS, the Walmarts, the Walgreens.
Yep.
You go back 30, 40 years ago, I had a local pharmacist in East Ridge that was the Kingwood Pharmacy.
Yes.
Or that was Rogers Pharmacy in East Ridge. And it just seemed we all knew the pharmacist. And I'm not saying we don't at the local Walgreens, mm-hmm. but it just seemed like they weren't corporate and they mm-hmm. could do things differently.
Well, I know a Walgreens pharmacist, a couple of them, and I know they are pushed to the limit
on
their workload.
And they're good people, too.
And they're great people. They cannot even go take a poop.
Right.
Hardly, because everything shuts down if they walk out. There's nobody to take their place.
Watch how frustrated people get when they say, we're going to lunch from 1 to 1:15.
Yeah, yeah.
Or 1:30. And everybody's like, well, how am I supposed to get my stuff? I'm like, well, they got to eat, man. You know?
Yeah, yeah. I'm listening, and I talked about this many times, Dr. Peter Attia, his book, Outlive. I love that book. It's 500 pages. I'm listening and learning a tremendous amount. This guy is on, as I spoke earlier, on the cutting edge of information. And I loved what he talked about, that one, you will not grow old gracefully unless you have a plan. Maybe you're one in a million of those super lucky individuals, mm-hmm. but generally none of us are probably going to win the lottery, and that's about the odds of growing old with your stamina at 70, the same as it was at 40, good bone mass, you know, nothing going wrong with your body. That's not going to happen.
Well, winning the lottery is my retirement plan, so I'm a little disappointed now.
But. I think that's a sound retirement plan.
For me, yes.
So he talks about the things you put in place. I'm not mm-hmm. going to go into all the details, but I love this contest that he says we should all have with ourselves. It's called a centenarian decathlon. And what he has is, and he does every one of his patients, he past 40 years old, he gives them and talks about this plan. The decathlon, as he says, and I tend to know, in the Olympics is probably the most well-rounded athlete of all time.
Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah, because it requires them to have so many different skills. Yeah.
So many. And they probably couldn't win any event in one skill, but they're really good at all 12 or 15,
right.
whatever they are. Then that is highly, highly unusual. Well, in the decathlon, centenarian decathlon, he has 25 different goals. I mean, these are goals like, can you carry two bags of groceries up one flight of steps? Mm-hmm. Can you get off the floor using only one hand instead of two? Can you hold your grandchild who weighs 20 pounds for 5 minutes? Mm-hmm. Can you walk a mile? And it just goes down the list of practical physical feats that we want if we're going to grow old gracefully. And you know what? I mean, certainly with my hips, there is some that I still can't do. I will end up doing those. But I see so clearly now that if I did not work hard to maintain that, because we're losing 1% to 2% per year mm-hmm. past the age of 40.
Okay, real quick. What age is this? It's a center. You can do it at any age?
He says that it's never too late.
Right,
But 50-year-old is where you have to start. At 50, you have to start a plan of action to become and win or be partnering in this centenarian decathlon.
I like that, man.
Because there's all these mechanisms that start degrading in our body with time alone. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go from losing 1% to 3% per year down to 0.1. We're still going to lose a little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we're going to slow it down by 80%.
Mother Nature, Father Time are undefeated.
They are, but we can push them aside for a lot more time than we think we can.
We can give them a run for their money.
We sure can, unless you just had really bad luck. So again, Dr. Peter Attia on Outlive. And
is it a real contest, or is that just stuff you should check off on yourself?
Check on yourself. And he brought up Jack LaLanne, because Jack LaLanne, mm-hmm. He lived to be 95 years old. I brought him to Chattanooga when he was 91, and I'll always remember picking him up at the airport. My friend Brian Connell, he came with me. We picked him up. You know, short guy, and he was the guru of fitness in the 60s. He had a television show. He's really one of the pivotal factors that turned people into fitness and thinking about it. Because before that, no one exercised. There wasn't a gym to be found. And Jack LaLanne made inspired everybody to get in shape and feel better and eat healthy and do vegetables and do protein. And I remember when we sat down at Acropolis restaurant with Jack, and I said, Jack, I know you work out every single day. You jump in the pool, you do weights. I said, I bet you still enjoy it every day. He said, Ed, I dread it. Every single morning, I dread that swimming pool. Never have liked it for about 15 years. It doesn't matter. This is what we have to do. You have to play. You have to put out the effort to get the results.
What a great mindset.
And I thought, oh my gosh, you actually are admitting you don't like it. But just like I told someone yesterday who's very unhealthy, and I said, can we talk about eating healthier? And she said, but I have to like the taste of the food. I said, then you're a slave to your taste buds. Your taste buds are stronger than you, and I don't eat for taste except for supper. Mm-hmm. I eat for nutrition and balancing my body. And it's funny because the more you do, the more you end up learning to like the taste of the foods.
Yeah, but it's also a great, I mean, to me, it's a great indicator whether it's business, personal relationships, or your health. The first step to being better is the mind.
Mind.
Nothing happens until, and I say this all the time, all things around us started in the invisible place. The chairs we're sitting in, the building we're in, someone thought of it, created it, and then wrote it down and drew it out, and then they built it. The same way with the plan of life and your health. Nothing happens in our health until we make the decision to make it happen.
I love that. Yeah. Absolutely. We are not slaves to any organization or anything in our lives except our own mind. And once you realize that you are a slave, then you're not a slave.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
You are freed. You are given the keys to the prison.
Yep.
Trader Joe recalled falafel, broccoli, cheddar soup for possible rocks and insects across the country. Those things can happen, but I'm kind of surprised that Trader Joe's, because they seem to be big time on their game. I don't know if you've heard, and I certainly have for about 10 years, about the food allergy that is triggered by tick bite.
Yeah, we talked about it with Jeff Stiles on my podcast.
Did you? Alpha-gal syndrome, and it makes you allergic to red meat. Mm-hmm. I've dealt with about 10 people over the past few years that have alpha-gal, and they carry an EpiPen because it is deadly if they eat red meat. Learned a lot about it because I've dealt with these people. Half of them will outgrow it, if I will say outgrow, not by children, but just by time that passes, and the other half will not. That would bother me terribly.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I would be forced to be a vegetarian, almost.
Well, you can eat fish, can't you?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, well, the chicken's what I don't want to eat a lot of. Chicken is full of E. coli, and 78% of all UTIs are related to the E. coli in chicken.
Did not know that.
Yep. My Dr. James on Instagram, again, one of those team members that I think you should sign on to Dr. James and read him every morning. It takes about 15 seconds. This one yesterday was Dr. James said, steak heals, sugary cereal kills, butter heals, vegetable oil kills, pasteurized eggs heal, donuts kill, grass-fed meat heals, fake plant burgers kill, salt heals, and sugar kills. And these are the going 100% against traditional thoughts from the past 30 years that have been programmed into so many of us about don't have butter, don't have salt. Well, you got to choose the right ones, and in the right proportions, they can be magical for recuperation of your health. They truly can. And I love butter. You like butter?
Yeah, of course I like butter. Look at me. Do I look like I don't like butter?
Well, yeah.
What is that?
I'm looking at your midsection.
Yeah, I love butter.
Well, I'm glad you admitted it. You didn't even hesitate with that.
I love donuts, too. It's all moderation. Just change doesn't mean you have to cut things out.
You can't. Okay. Can you moderate cyanide? No. You can't. All of it's not.
If I take cyanide right now, I die. If I eat a donut, one donut, I don't die.
Everybody uses that cop-out. Everything in moderation. Well, yeah, okay, do some cyanide, brother.
Okay.
See, what you moderate with that.
That's kind of mean.
I'll moderate to your grave.
Do tequila. You drink tequila in moderation.
Bingo.
See?
No.
See, this is, we're like a married couple now.
Listen,
I've got you in an argument.
I am not professing
that moderation is good. 3 years ago, you said something really mean to me. Hey, I'm going to go back and have that argument. We didn't finish, sir.
We are not females.
No, we are not. And I'm not saying females do that. That's Ed Jones and all that.
Hey, Sean
Whitfield.
Clint just took his headset off because he's afraid to say anything else because he inferred it was females because he said it was men only.
Nope.
Really? Okay. Well, it's time to take a break. I got sweat coming off my forehead here.
Absolutely.
When we come back, we'll be having a couple words of wisdom. That plus more to come as we continue. And one of those words of wisdom is to not ever talk about women in a negative context. So, okay, he's over there.
I'm out.
He's out. No, out of the game. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic. More to come after these brief messages.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring topics and guests all related to your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Are you ready for college football? Are you ready for SEC college football? College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty, is where you need to be. This year's college football season requires two radio stations to bring you all the action from the SEC, starting Friday, August 25th at 7 p.m. on Rock 105, and our brand new home beginning Saturday, August 26th at 8 a.m. on 103.7 KISS FM. That's College Football Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on Rock 105 and 103.7 KISS FM, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back. You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Clint Powell. And we have always, I try to come up with something that has inspired me during the week. I do reading every morning. I encourage everybody to spend at least 15 minutes connecting with pieces of value, experience of others, because we are in a world where we have the ultimate library at our fingertips. It does have its downside also, but I remember being in, 16 years old, 17, 18, even younger, and going to the public library. It was very difficult to really scour the information because there was so much work had to be done to find the right book. And then if you didn't check it out, you had to read it then. You wouldn't have to take all the things that come with that instantaneous information of every person who's ever written a book or even hardly spoken is at our fingertips. Find the team that supports you. That doesn't mean they're repeating everything that you believe in. Try to step outside that box, please, and learn things that are a little bit on the outside so that you can involve yourself with other people's stories and life. I had a pretty good thing I was going to read, but my partner, Clint, he had something he read to me that I said, we have to read this. It has to do with our children. And now that I'm a grandfather of two boys, I think it hits home certainly much harder when you have become a grandparent. So please, Clint, read that.
Well, it's about protecting the innocence of our children. And just so you know, her aunt's name was Tante Jans, and I'm going to pronounce that wrong probably, but you'll hear me mention her in a quote. That's who this is. It's a timely quote from Corrie Ten Boom. Sex, in quotes, I was pretty sure meant whether you're a boy or girl, and, quote, sin made Tante Jans, that's her aunt, and also was a religious writer, made Tante Jans very angry. But what the two together meant, I could not imagine. And so seated next to Father in the train compartment, I suddenly asked, Father, what is sex sin? Sex sin. He turned and looked at me as he always did when answering a question, but to my surprise, he said nothing. At last, he stood up, lifted his traveling case from the rack over our heads, and set it on the floor. Will you carry it off the train, Corrie? He said. I stood up and tugged at it. It was crammed with watches and spare parts he had purchased that morning. It's too heavy, I said. He said, yes, he said. It would be a pretty poor father who would ask his little girl to carry such a load in the same way, Corrie. It's the same way, Corrie, with knowledge. Some knowledge is too heavy for children. When you're older and stronger, you can bear it. For now, you must trust me to carry it for you. That's from The Hiding Place, the story of Corrie Ten Boom. We are asking our children to carry loads that are way too heavy for them. They should not be forced as children to see and feel the world through the lens of adults. Innocence is worth protecting and worth fighting for. We need to do our part as teachers, parents, and caregivers to carry certain things for them until they are old enough to bear the load.
That hits deep. No doubt.
Well, and my editorial comment, I'm going to give it to you to wrap the show up, was in a world where it seems as adults, we and leaders, air quote leaders, we use children now to make our political points at their expense. What we don't understand is we are just removing the innocence, the veil of innocence, and we're asking 8, 9, 10, 15-year-olds to carry the burden of things that we as adults can understand better and can process better and expecting them to come out healthier. And this is a show about health. Well, health starts when you're young, and mental health is a huge part of that.
Well said, my friend. Well said. And also, since you're doing a lot of talking here, tell people how they can access our podcast and your podcast.
Yeah. So on Tuesdays, this, of course, we're on the radio Sundays at 9 on 98.1 The Lake. Tuesdays, this is released to all the podcast platforms. So if you miss an episode, you can go back and listen. If you're on Apple, we would love a review and a rating. You can find all my podcasts on Facebook or Google. You just Google Clint Powell Podcast. But I have several out there: During the Break podcast, Crimecast, Of, By, and For the People, and then Dayfire podcast. Those are, go Google Clint Powell podcast. They all pop up. Thank you very much.
And I came in right before this podcast. I got to see the people that you had interviewed.
Oh yeah,
on the Crimecast podcast
with David Roddy.
And you told me just a little snippets about it. That sounds so exciting to listen to.
We have had, so just real quick, we've been lucky to have podcast conversations around Hoffa, serial killers, the Signal Mountain murders. This podcast is three police officers, one former, two current, who have been through stuff together. And if you want to know what it sounds like, they are sharing stories, laughing at each other, and then they're having some serious moments, too. Thank you very much.
I love that. And I was an officer at Chattanooga for 3 years. Just wasn't cut out for career, but it's when I grew up. And mm-hmm. Those were the 3 years I matured as a man from a boy, because being an officer is one of the toughest jobs, and especially when you see things that you never even knew was occurring in the world, because you see it all as a police officer. They will always be part of my brotherhood, and they are true heroes. And I wish they could be included in Veterans Day, because they are on the line as much as any soldier is.
And more every day.
Yep. And that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by the Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic, 98.1 The Lake. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Clint Powell, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by Vascular Institute and Vein Clinic on 98.1 The Lake, with your hosts, Ed Jones and Clint Powell. For past shows and more information, check out our website, vitalhealthradio.com. You can also find us on your favorite podcast platform. Search Vital Health Radio Download.
This broadcast has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group.